Minari Mili, how do you know that there's something called a minyan? That you need 10 people, 10 men.
We already discussed this.
Yes, so the Mishnah said the halacha. Now we're going to learn the source. No, not the minyan. Minari Mili, how do you know that there's a minyan? Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan de Amar Krov. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And I shall be, you shall sanctify me in the midst of the of Bnei Yisrael. Kol davar shebekedusha lo yehei pachos me'asara. All matters of kedusha shall not be with a quorum less than 10. My mashma, where do you see anything about 10 in this pasuk? The Tanya Reb Chiya, as the Brisa says, in the name of Reb Chiya, Asya Toch Toch. We have a Gzeir Shava with the word Toch. Ksiv Hachav Inikdashi B'Stoch Bnei Yisrael. Ksiv Hasam V'Hivdalti Mitoch Ha'Eda. Hashem said, separate, he bartlu Mitoch Ha'Eda, separate from the Eda. Just like by the Meraglim there were 10, so too by Karok there were 10, Avkana Sara. So we learn a minion from all of these places, the word Ada, and moving right along. Ve'enos and Mama the Moshe Pachas Me'asara. By Avelim, the standing and the sitting, it's not done with 10, less than 10. Kivin deboi lememar imdu yikarim amudu. Shevu yikarim shevu. Since they say, stand, my dear, he's speaking to a plural, or sit, our dears, our dear ones. Ein, batsamiyasar lava rachar. It's not derecherets to perform this act of avelus, of bracha, in the, of avelim, with less than 10 people. Ve'ein omen birchas avelim v'birchas chasadim. The bracha of avelim, which is done, and the bracha of chasadim, shav brachos, is not done with less than a minute. My birchas avelim. What's birchas avelim? Birchas ruchava. That's the bracha that was made in the road, in the street. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, birchas avelim ba'asara. You have to have 10 people. Ve'ein avelim in a minyan. But the avelim cannot be part of the minyan because there, you're giving a bracha to the avelim. And the avelim actually had their own bracha. Birchas chasanim ba'asara, but shavu brachos is with the minyan. V'chasanim min haminyan, and there the chasan may be part of the minyan. Ve'in mezamnin al hamazon b'shem pachas me'asara. You don't make a bracha of zimun. Baruch Elokeinu she'achalnu mishalo with Hashem's name with less than a 10 people quorum. Kivon deboi lememar nevarich lelokeinu batzer me'asor lavo rachar, because if you have to say Hashem's name, it's not derecher to do it with less than 10. V'akarkoiz tisha v'koinen be'adam b'kiyotziben. When they would redeem karka or man, you had to have 9 people plus a kohen. Now the minyan had to include a kohen. Not emilia marshmul asora kohanim ksuvim b'parsha. Now here's an interesting thing. The pasuk says in the parsha of pigeon karka, it says the word kohen 10 times. Now here's an interesting, strange anomaly in drasha rules. Chad legufe, one to tell you you need a kohen. The other 9 times it says kohen. V'idach havi miyot achar miyot ve'ein miyot achar miyot elo l'rabos. Tashri Yisrael v'chad kohen. The way it works is that if it says an inclusive word, kohen, 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 we've already said it once. The second time it says it, it's the opposite of what it sounds like it's doing. So if it says kohen, we just said kohen. So why is it saying kohen again? To tell you, not a kohen. Don't ask me why the Lord works that way. But that's it's called ein miyot achar miyot el l'rabos. If there's a miyot and they're followed by a miyot, that's an inclusive. So it says the kohanim, not the first time it's the one you needed to tell you a kohen, but all the subsequent ones are miyot achar miyot, and therefore they're to tell you not a kohen Yisrael. Ask the Gemara 1 second. What's the obvious question? It should be ve'ema chamisha kohanim v'chamisha Yisraelim, because every other one is, once the second one is telling you Yisrael, that means the third one is once again starting fresh kohen. So it should go, the math should be 5 Kohanim needed and 5 Yisraelim needed, according to this logic. And the Gemara answers Kasha.
You just have a question.
Speak to you when Elio comes. But until then, this is the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzina, which is the fact, by the way. A lot of times you see from here that the drushas the Chazal were using were trying to figure out the drusha to verify a standing Halacha L'Moshe Mitzina. That's not movable. In other words, this is, in other words, iPhone is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
What? Have a great day, boys. Get my phone.